You always look so beautiful, tied up for me, baby. Hands cuffed over your head. I love running my hands over your big, strong chest. You have such a gorgeous body. So much fun to touch and to play with. I love how you gasp and squirm when I pinch your nipples. Oh, does that hurt, baby? It feels good too, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. I love your stomach too, baby. All that working out, so flat, so strong. Even lying back and all stretched out, I can still see your abs. Such beautiful, strong muscles. Toned. Firm. Yummy. Your legs are beautiful too. Doesn't it feel wonderful as I trace my fingernails along the inside of your thigh? So sensitive. Tender. If I dig in just a little, it leaves such lovely red marks. And the squirming, so much fun to watch. I'm going to tighten the ankles a little bit now, baby. I want you nice and helpless for what's about to come next. You have the most perfect smile. I love when you look at me that way. Just one more thing, baby. I've added a few straps to the bed. Hold still. These cuffs go around your thighs, just above the knees. There we go. Okay, that's one. And that's the other. And now, when I attach these straps and pull, look at that. Spread nice and wide. And can you move your legs, baby? No, not even a little. So beautiful to look at. I can't resist running my hands all over you, hearing your delightful little moans and whimpers as I touch and tease. And look at that. You seem to be, responding quite a bit, aren't you, baby? How is everything feeling? Nothing too tight? Everything secure? You know I love you, baby, right? And I love your body, your arms, your chest, your legs, your stomach. But there is something missing from my list, isn't there, baby? Oh, yes, there is. Your little baby cock. I don't love that, baby. I don't love it at all. It is tiny. Even when it tries to get hard. Look at it. It doesn't really look like a cock to me at all. I wish I could tell you I love it. But I don't. I hear about all my other girlfriends having sex with their men, and they all have such big and wonderful cocks. They know how to fuck them, how to make them scream with pleasure, how to make them come. You know you don't make me come, right? When you try to fuck me, I can barely feel you inside. When my friends talk about their men's cocks, I get embarrassed. Ashamed. Look at you. Big, strong man with a teeny, tiny, little dicklet. It is one thing for you to be embarrassed about. But now every Sunday at brunch with the girls, I have to feel embarrassed too. I finally told them, and you know what they did? They paid for my meal out of sympathy. After that, we sip mimosas all afternoon, and they consoled me. I have such good friends. And now, look at that. It isn't even hard anymore, is it? Shh. I'm talking, baby. I don't need your apologies. I know you can't help it, but it doesn't change things. I got this for you, baby, so you can understand a little bit what I'm feeling. It's a penis gag. The rubber cock goes in your mouth and it buckles on. It even has a little lock. Isn't it cute? Like this. Oh. See how that works, baby? I know it doesn't look very big, and it's not. But when I hold it next to yours, well, you don't really measure up, do you? Stop. Baby, I'm doing this for us. So you can understand and we can finally find a way to deal with it. Shh. Now open wide. There we go. This is what a real cock is like. I'm sorry, babe. I can't understand what you're saying. You don't like it. Oh, baby. I don't like you having such a small little dick. So I guess we are even then, huh? Just relax and let that big rubber dick fill your mouth. I try to relax a bit so you don't choke on it. I got something else for you, baby, and I'm afraid you aren't going to like it. It's a chastity cage. Well, actually, it's a bit more than that. You can shake your head all you want, but it is going on, baby, and it isn't coming off for a very long time. It is a special one, too. So, let's see. I watched the video. This part is like a big metal cock ring that you pull the balls through. There we go. Oh, that looks tight. And now I have to stuff your little pee-pee through the ring so that it sits all the way back. Oh, perfect. It really does make your balls look bigger. Too bad it just makes your dicklet look even more tiny. Now this part is special. Have you ever seen anything like it before? It isn't a cage. It's more like a flat metal disc. When you put it on the tip of your little dicklet, your cock slides back inside you, like a little turtle pushing its head back inside a shell. Can you feel it, baby? Pushing back inside you? If I line that little hole in front up just right, you will still be able to pee. There. And now look at that. No more little dicklet. I took your cock away. Now I don't have to feel ashamed when I look at it anymore. It's all gone, baby. No more cock. I finally decided that if it doesn't give me any pleasure, it shouldn't give you any either. Now, I don't even have to look at it. Just a beautiful, flat, metal plate. No more cock. No more dicklet. No more embarrassment for either of us anymore. I really feel good about this, baby. Now I can look at you again and admire you. And touch you and not feel ashamed that my man is a teeny dick. He doesn't have a dick at all anymore, does he? Don't cry, baby. I'm just doing what I need to do. This makes me happy. You want me to be happy, don't you? Just keep sucking on that cock in your mouth. I want you to know what a real cock feels like inside you. What you have never been able to give me. How much you have disappointed me. That is why I have to take your cock away, baby. But don't worry, I have something else for you. Well, it's more for me than you. Look, baby, it's a nice, long, silicone cock. 8 inches, baby. the perfect size for fucking me. It is what I've always wanted and always dreamed of, being fucked by a nice long 8-inch cock. But you couldn't give that to me. Not like you are. Not with that tiny little thing between your legs. But now, I can slide this harness on you and buckle it nice and tight. And, oh, look at that. When I put the dildo in that hole, you now have a beautiful, amazing 8-inch cock. Do you like it, baby? I took your other one away, but I gave you a new one. One that I can coat in nice, slippery lube and crawl on top of like this and slowly lower myself onto it and I can fuck you. Finally, I can feel you inside me. Oh, baby. That's the first time you've ever made me come. You felt so good inside me. It was everything I've ever dreamed of. Oh, I just want to hold you and curl up close. Run my hands all over your strong chest and arms. Touch your legs. Fondle your new silicone cock. You got me so wet, baby. So turned on. Now we can fuck as long as we need to make me come. No more quickies. No more 3 minutes and I'm done disappointments. We could fuck for hours, as many times as I want, whenever I want. Oh, the thought of it gets me so turned on. My little fuck toy, my human dildo, bound, gagged, barely able to squirm or make a sound. I am so wet. Let me show you. I'm still tingling all over, baby. My pussy is dripping. When I touch myself, I can almost come again. Here, baby, smell my fingers. I'd let you lick them, but your mouth is busy sucking on that cock, isn't it? Smell that, baby. That is what your new cock does to me. I've never been this wet with you before. I've never come with you before. And that, baby, is why I'm taking your cock away from you.